Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-4201-0012-1015.
1015, okay. 2511-2201-0012-1015, right?
No. 2511-4201-0012-1015.
Got it. Okay, let's see what I got here. This is State Tax Group, LLC.
Right.
Cool. Let me just confirm some information with you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have, kind of point you in the right direction. Am I speaking with Richard?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
972-239-5880, extension 101.
101, okay. Just a moment. Okay, let me confirm your address. What's your current business address?
It's 5050 Quorum Drive. That's going to be Quorum Drive, suite 225.
Okay, perfect. That's Dallas 75254, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you guys have a website?
Yes, www.statetaxgroup.com.
Statetaxgroup.com. Okay. And then what's the best email to reach you at? I think I have rfleming at statetax. Is that right?
rfleming at statetaxgroup.com, yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then what's the structure of your business? Is it a sole proprietorship, S-Corp, LLC? LLC. Okay. And are you the 100% owner, Richard?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. If you want to let me know the reason for calling, I can kind of point you in that direction.
Well, I was trying to say, I got y'all's advertisement today, and so I need to bring on a couple of guys so I can work this contract. And so I just need some working capital because it takes about 90 to about 120 days to have a turnaround on this contract.
Okay, before you get paid on it and stuff?
Yeah, before I start getting some positive cash flow on it, yes.
Gotcha. How much do you need, roughly?
$15,000.
$15K. Is that like the minimum that'll get you by, or could you use more if we can get you more?
I probably could, yes.
How much could you use, like, ideally?
Man, probably ideally about $25,000.
$25K. Okay, cool. We'll typically like to get you approved for the highest amount, and then we can kind of work backwards. So if we all get right. you a certain amount and you don't need that much, you don't have to take it all. You can just kind of take what you need. Okay, and that's for labor. Is it for, like, materials and stuff too, or?
No, I'm just strictly a service. So we're just working a contract, a service contract, and so I got some contracts with a couple of municipals. I do stuff for county government, city government, state government. And so I'm working on a big old recovery project for a city. And it's a 5-year contract. So
nice.
Problem is it takes a while to get that money coming in, you know?
Yep. Yep. Very familiar. So you have lots of business, you just need, I'm sure you have other projects you're also waiting to collect on, and you want to keep taking on new ones, but just kind of run into cash flow issues when that happens. Yeah, it's totally,
right.
totally normal.
On this particular contract, because it's going to take more than what I currently, it's going to take more labor than what I currently have. So,
gotcha. Do you need any new equipment for this project as well, or are you covered on that side?
I think I'm good. I mean, you know, typically I like to buy equipment on as I have funds available. So I pretty much got the infrastructure in place. My deal is being able to pay the labor costs, which is going to be temporary personnel services, you know?
Gotcha. Okay. And when is this project starting? When do you need the funds by? Pretty much as soon as possible, or what's your timeline on it?
Yeah, as soon as possible, because I'm going to start it on October 1. So, but I got to get these guys ramped up to be running on the ground, you know, October 1. I don't need to get them at October 1. I need to get them before time. So.
Right. That's when the project needs to start, right?
Right. That's when
you're going to have them Yeah, so you need to have them hired and trained up and everything before that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Gotcha. What's your return on investment typically on these projects? If you were to invest this $25,000 or whatever it is, we can get you. What kind of return would you see on that?
Well, this particular project, it's a 5-year contract, and so the previous awardees, I mean, they got $500,000 off the contract. So it's for a 5-year period on an average of at least $200,000 a year.
Okay, $200,000 a year. So that's what you get paid on these projects. What do you invest in these projects per year, roughly?
What I invest? I mean, it's all labor, buddy.
Okay.
It's basically, it'll probably be about, probably 10% of my time, because basically what I do is it's a recovery project where I go in and I recover and I show them where where some of their businesses hadn't paid the correct amount of tax. So it's a recovery project. And so
gotcha.
The last company before me, they went in and they probably spent about $100,000 in labor, but they recovered by $560,000. You know, so and
gotcha.
You know, I think total they recovered like $1.5 million, and so we're expecting to do at least $1 million, and we get 30% of it.
Okay, so pretty profitable, pretty high profit margins on these projects a lot of times, right? Cool.
Yeah, it is. So,
if you invest, go ahead.
Yeah, so in this particular project, it's going to be basically labor. I need folks on the ground to go out and canvas different businesses, and so. I have them calling on different businesses as well for our project. So,
okay, you know, cool.
Typically, before it's all said and done, because we're working for a city. And so, typically, we'll start out with about 5, and then eventually, we're going to have about 10, 15 people canvassing and making calls. You know, we won't bring any more folks on until after we get that first wave of payments from this.
Right.
The Yeah.
So you start with the small amount of employees. As the project goes on, you get more positive cash flow.
Right.
You're able to bring on more. I gotcha. Cool.
Yeah.
So just on average, you say you invest around $100K, you'll get a $500K return over around a year or so.
Yeah,
or is that
absolutely.
Okay? Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's about the.
That's about right.
You can put it. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. How long have you been considering getting financing? Did you just start taking looking at this project pretty recently, and you'll. Start evaluating,
yeah,
like, okay, cool.
I started the last couple of weeks because, my bank, I was trying to get it from my bank, and they was like, well, so they're kind of going through and taking too long of a process. So
yep.
Now I'm reaching out to the more non-conventional. I know you guys take more. I know you
mm-hmm.
guys pay higher points and stuff, but I got to do what I got to do for this contract. So
yeah, since you don't bank with us, it's going to be a little bit higher of a rate than, say, for example, a 3% line of credit that you'd have with your bank, because
right.
they have your account as collateral. So you kind of
yeah.
get how that goes. So,
yeah.
Who do you bank with? Is like Wells Fargo or something, one of the big banks?
Comerica Bank.
Comerica, okay. Yeah, a lot of the bigger banks, they're it's a lot more regulation, so they're not allowed to lend to like to smaller, medium-sized businesses. They don't really. I mean, they can a little bit, but the process takes forever, and they never get you the amount that you need. Like 9 out of 10 customers, the feedback that I get that they don't get the proper help that they need from their local bank, which is kind
of
sad.
That's because of the current laws that are currently in place. And
yeah,
the Dodd-Frank bill kind of makes it hard because. For the banks really to give
exactly
those two, they have to be collateralized. And so, you know, whereas before 2008, I used to be able to get $20,000 line of credit, no problem.
Exactly. Or pretty much all you had to do is like, okay, cool, you got some assets, perfect, here you go, no problem. They give you several hundred grand, you know, just for having a house. Now people lost all their equity in their house, so it makes it a lot harder, not even from the bank perspective, but from the personal perspective too. So you get it. Richard, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's about 560, I think.
Okay. Very normal for business owners to have volatile credit, because as you're borrowing, you know, it's going to go down and then you pay it back and it's going to go back up. So, so we take into account your, a lot less on your credit score, but more on your gross sales. So as long as you have positive cash flow for your business, we can help you, which it sounds like you do. What did you guys do in gross annual, sales last year, your top line revenue?
170,000.
170. Okay. Was that up over the year before?
Yeah, man. I mean, it fluctuates depending on contract. I made as much as 460,000,
mm-hmm.
and as low as about 70,000. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
last couple of years been good. So I just kind of redesigned my business and my format, and so kind of
that's cool.
Going to different areas, and so kind of branch spread it out a little bit. So when I get into a corporation, I can offer more services to them.
That's awesome. So you're like real flexible. A lot of people, when they get like, okay, cool, I made 400 grand this year, their fixed costs will go up. So then when they have a, you know, a $200,000 a year, they're kind of screwed because they have all these fixed costs. So it sounds like you got it under control.
The deal is knowing what works and what doesn't work, and then also expanding your line of services. So not only are we doing that, we do property tax as well as audit representation, as well as governmental work. So whereas before, when I got started, I just did strictly audit representation work for different corporations, and then I kind of expanded out a little bit and offered more services. And so now I got another person to kind of go out and make those sales calls, kind of help me make some sales instead of me doing it myself. So
yeah, that's awesome. So that's pretty much how you market. You have a sales guy or a sales team or something?
Yeah. And so that 300,000-400,000, I mean, that was made with just two people.
That's crazy.
And two independent contractors. So yeah, our cost is very, very minimal. We're basically just charging for time.
Yeah.
We have no widgets. We have no nothing like that. So
cool. Let's see. How long have you guys been in business?
Since 2005.
2005. Awesome. So for your revenue this year, are you on track to beating the 170K you did last year? Are you kind of around the same, or what?
Yeah,
what's it like so far?
I am. I got a couple of recovery projects. I got like an $80,000 invoice, and I got a $7,500 invoice. And so we're trying to get that $80,000 hits before the end of the year. Then it'll be more like about $205,000.
Nice. Okay. Cool. Good stuff. Okay. So you already went to your bank. Do you have a line of credit with them at all?
No.
No, gotcha. Okay. Do you have any?
Everything has to be collateralized, man, when you're with the banks.
Everything has to be perfect with the banks. It's really not realistic. Do you have any other working capital loans out? Sounds like you're familiar. Have you had them before?
I got a guy in my building. He told me about you guys.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Have you had working capital financing before?
Working capital financing before.
Yeah.
I got it from Chase many moons ago. They gave me a little bit because I was working this project. But you know, they saw where my deposits were averaging about $20,000 at the time for about a 6 month period. So they felt real comfortable in doing that. You know. But,
gotcha.
That was like about 10,000, but that was what, 10 years ago? No, not 10 years ago. About 8 years ago.
8 years ago. Okay. And that was like a short term thing, right? Like a lot of times, it's like just a few months.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think the loan probably went 8 months. Once I started getting paid, and I finalized the contract, then we just paid off the whole, paid it off.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, typically our working capital programs will go anywhere from as little as 3 months. Sometimes people only need it for 3 months, but we can go up to 24 months, sometimes a little more. But our average customer takes about 9 to 12 months. It sounds like you're going to start getting paid on this. You said 90 to 120 days, but I'm going to get you the maximum term possible. So that way you're not, you know, you can operate more flexibly and be a little bit more comfortable. Like I mentioned, typically we'll get you the max approval, max term, and then if you want to do something less, we can kind of work backwards from there. Let's see what we get here. Do you have any current offers, or do you have any approvals from any other lenders or anything like that?
Man, I had an approval for a lender, but I hadn't heard back from them.
Gotcha.
So I don't have time to be waiting on. I called the guy, but I said, hey, you're good to go. But and I was last week. I sent an email yesterday because I just got back in the office.
Yeah.
So, kind of like the first come, first serve is the way I see it. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, we were pretty quickly, considering the situation, I'm going to put this at the top of my priority list, because I know it's time sensitive in this case. So just want to let you know up front that, we'll get this taken care of as soon as possible. Typically, we can have an approval for you within 24 hours and then get you funded by the next day. Sometimes there's other stuff that happens and, we have to get more information from you and blah, blah, but if everything goes smoothly, it'll get done within 48 hours, I'd say. All we need is it's a one-page credit application. I can just email it to you. And then we need 6 months of your previous business bank statements just to check out your current cash flow. And then your 2015 tax return. Have you already filed your 2015 taxes?
Yeah, man. I got everything that I just sent to this other company. So I'm just turning around and forward directly to you guys.
Perfect. Cool. I'll get that process as soon as I get it then. So I'm going to put together an email for you right now with the credit application. And then just a reminder of the other stuff, we need 6 months bank statements and the previous year's tax return. And if you want to get that right back to me, I'll get it processed right away. And so just to double check your email, R. Fleming, right? R. Fleming at statetaxgroup.com?
Yeah, R. Fleming, FLEMING. At statetaxgroup.com.
Perfect. Okay, great. Let me make sure we covered everything. Your website, your LLC. Started 2005, right?
Right.
Okay, cool.
They were 2005, or March 2005, whichever.
Okay, awesome. Let's see. Okay, cool. Do you have any other questions for me, Richard?
Yeah, does it make a difference how long you've been in business?
It could. If you're a startup, it's going to limit the options that we have for you. Just because, of course, for a startup, it's going to be a little bit more risky. So we have like a 0 to 3 years bucket, and then like a 3 to 5 years bucket, and then a 5 years plus bucket. So you'd be a company that lenders would be more comfortable lending to because of the time that you've been in business. So you also, another thing, you made it past 2008, 2009 financial crisis, which is another good thing. So if you can make it through that, you can make it through anything, I think. So.
Gotcha. Hey, send me your email, and then I'm gonna turn around and just fill out this deal and forward it to your rep, and so you'll have it. Okay.
All right, sounds good, Richard. And just make sure you fill out the app and sign and date it. Okay. And I'll get this going for you right away.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Richard. Appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.